Sheila, you would have read that President Ramaphosa, on behalf of the South African government, invited Pope Leo to visit South Africa. In fact, what he said is that he was endorsing the resolution made by the Southern African Catholic bishops at the end of the August plenary session that we would invite Pope Leo ourselves as the Catholic Church. But of course, always when a pope visits a country, it's necessary for both the church and the government to invite him, because he's both the leader and the shepherd of the Catholic Church, but he is a head of state. So it takes a cooperation between the state and the church to organize and to welcome the Holy Father to a country. Now, we mustn't get too excited about this, of course, because it's a very important step that we are so grateful to President Ramaphosa for endorsing our wish that Pope Leo will come here. However, this is an invitation to him. It doesn't mean that the invitation has been accepted or will automatically be accepted. He has, of course, many, many invitations from different countries to visit them, and he's only one person. He can only do what he can do. But we certainly will pray and hope that he will be able to accept that invitation. And of course, even if he does accept it, it's not going to be that quick, because these visits take a great deal of time to prepare and to organize. But let's keep praying that it will happen.